the pandemic.
And he says there's nothing in the law preventing Emily Murphy with the General Services Administration from moving forward with the process.
It doesn't require there to be an absolute winner. It says the apparent winner.
The president-elect warned the lag could delay vaccine distribution by weeks or months.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Got car issues? Maybe your check engine light is on? Ball tires or need an oil change? Got kids and no time? Tell us about it. That's why we choose Gray's Tire and Auto.
Their certified ASC mechanics will keep you updated with text and pictures before and after your repair. Plus, every time you spend at least $25, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year.
Gray's Tire and Auto, your AAA certified repair centers in the River Region. For quality repairs and reasonable prices, visit graystirecenter.com.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helped with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the chill that we've been experiencing this week, especially at night, is going to start to moderate. Tonight will be clear, but not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a great Friday forecast. The warming trend begins. Sunshine, high around 73. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, warm days, highs in the mid-70s, lots of sun, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but that's iffy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against a country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True and international stuff is a pressure
for people that bad except there.
Sleepy Joe.
I'm not gonna be new. I got something to do. I gotta go do that.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
True and international stuff is a pressure.
Sleepy Joe.
Tell them.
When old Joe finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump's ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe. Looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump said, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Georgia yet this afternoon. There's stuff going on there to stop the steel rally, but no final count announced. It's happy hour for a Thursday. It's me and Rosie Brock this afternoon.
And here they are.
Here we are.
Please clap.
Fresh from infusion. Kraskin. I'm doing these every day. Every day I'm on that bike and I'm pushing it. And I'm pushing away from the food a little faster. And Ryan Turner knows the difference. Ryan Turner doesn't play games. He doesn't, you know, he wants you to succeed, but he won't lie to you and say, hey, you're doing great when you're not. So that made me feel pretty good today. And thank you, Ryan. I'm doing CryoSkin 3.0, which is a great way if you are exercising and you want to slim down and get rid of those love handles and things like that. It absolutely works. And it's a very comfortable, non-invasive experience. 296-1662. If you'd like to inquire at 9 minutes after 3 o'clock, we already have a call. I must have done something wrong. Papa John is on the phone.
Greg, my friend, I hope you can tie your shoes real tight. I think you're going to have a run this afternoon. A lot going on. You know what? That Charlie Daniels parody is priceless. It really is. But having experienced your eclectic taste in music, I've got a question for you. That intro piece you do at the first of the show with 150 million listeners.
Sarah.
That thing is not.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's got a very very early 50s style to it. Is that something you obtained from way back then?
It's, did we say it's Oliver Sterling?
No, Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan. So Sarah Vaughan's style never really changed during her career. So I think it was early 60s.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
The style is very early 50s and very that. And I had to look up one time what the census population was in 1950, and I think it was about 150 million in the United States. So that's really cool. All right, guy. Well, look, I hope you got it strapped on because you're going to need it today. You've got your bus full, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you, I don't even know where to start.
I know. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, look, have a good one. Keep at it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Papa John.
This much I can tell you with certainty. Joe Biden is not the president-elect.
No.
The earliest he could be, technically, is December 14th. Generally, when there's nothing to question about an outcome, that term is used, and most people are okay with it. But I can think of 72 million people right now who are not okay, who are reluctant to believe that America just couldn't wait to push a dementia-riddled man into the White House after 47 years of accomplishing crap for America. A man who was on the side of segregationists and, I mean, with a real... Yet African-Americans went out and voted for him in spite of the fact that he put so many of them in jail and really didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had ever made a comment like that? The media would have made, they would have started another network just to shriek.
Well, they did anyway, even though they accused him of all of that, and he's not a racist.
Nope, but Joe is. At least he, I mean, people do change, but Joe's politics, his friendship with Robert Byrd, who was a grand poobah in the actual Ku Klux Klan. Meanwhile, we conservatives, and we're really kind of getting tired of it, and we're Nazis, and we're in the Klan, and all this garbage, all this fantasy garbage from crazy-ass left-wing a-holes. Pardon me.
We're actually not deplorable.
No, they are. They are. So there are so many places to go, but I have to, I'm on James Wood's Twitter feed, and this is only a 5-second clip, but it's apparently something that CNN said while Rudy Giuliani was speaking at the press conference today.
What publication are you with?
CNN.
What?
Yeah, okay. That must have been a stupid question. I wish the question was there I could see. And follow up. He's got the guy is a fearless commentator and a raging conservative in a community. I don't know that he's got any acting jobs right now. They're kind of hard to find. But once you choose country over career, the quote news unquote is useless. Social media is propaganda. Algorithms destroy free will, and your vote no longer counts. The fact that it simply doesn't matter and it's all a waste of time, the swamp is back in power. So enjoy your life, ignore it all, an irony of ironies. But it's not just over quite yet.
No.
9 key points. I've said the last couple of days, I'm tired of hearing Sidney Powell saying, we're going to release the Kraken and we're going to all this stuff. But time is ticking by. So where is it? Where is all this stuff that's going to turn this thing around? So on Breitbart.com, they have 9 key points that were made at the press conference with Rudy and Sidney Powell today. And these are the allegations that they have presented, and some of which we've discussed. Observers prevented from watching mail-in ballots being open. Giuliani said many mail-in ballots were open without observers being able to check that they were properly signed, a key protection against fraud. Those votes, he said, were null and void, especially where the envelopes had been discarded, making recounts useless. However, it doesn't say specifically where they're focusing this. I would imagine Detroit would be one place, and probably Milwaukee, where the Trump election team has made a $4 million deposit to pay for the... We need an audit, not a recount, an audit. A recount is nothing more than the same crap all over again. Audit the vote. Uh-huh. Number two, allegedly unequal application of the law in Democratic counties. Really? In Pennsylvania, whose state Supreme Court created new relaxed voting rules before the election, Giuliani alleges that absentee voters in Democratic counties were allowed to cure defects in their ballots while voters in Republican counties, which obeyed the state law as written, were not. Number three, voters allegedly arrived at the polls to discover other people had voted for them. Giuliani said many provisional ballots cast in Pittsburgh were submitted by people who showed up to vote in person only to be told they had voted already. Now, does all of this add up to a change in the outcome? I mean, the president was up by 800,000 in Pennsylvania. In all the years, I've been watching elections since I was a kid. I've always been interested in politics. In the 70s, during a presidential election, I worked as a runner for NBC on election night, where results would come in at the central desk. They would give you stuff and tell you which anchor on the set to give it to. That's how it was done. And it was a fascinating process to be a part of, especially as a new voter at age 18. Election officials, and this is number four, were allegedly told not to look for defects in ballots and to backdate ballots. We know about that. Where was it they said to postmark November 3rd ballots that had come in after? You know, that were not...
Wasn't that Pennsylvania?
I think, that would be Pennsylvania. It probably happened everywhere. Five ballots casting votes for Joe Biden and no other candidates were allegedly run several times through machines. Giuliani said there were 60 witnesses in Michigan who would attest to ballots being produced quickly and counted twice or thrice. He said that at a minimum of 60,000 ballots and a maximum of 100,000 ballots were allegedly effective. That can change an outcome. And then you wonder, too, what about John James, who for a good portion of election night was in the lead for that Senate seat there? Number six, absentee ballots were accepted in Wisconsin without being applied for first. I went through the process here. It's not just send me one. You know, you got to submit ID. You know, a copy of your driver's license, the signature has to match. And you got to mail it in all those different envelopes. Yeah. It's about as close as you can get. It would be a back-breaking task to try and manipulate our system the way it's set up currently. Seven, there were allegedly overvotes with some precincts allegedly recording more voters than residents. Milwaukee would be one of those. Yeah, Giuliani said a large number of overvotes in precincts in Michigan and Wisconsin, which is why they're going in two counties, Kane and Milwaukee. Kane is just north of the border in the Kenosha area, if I'm not mistaken, which they allege was the reason Republicans on the Wayne County Board of Canvassers had refused to certify the results there this week. And as you know, they were threatened. I mean, physically threatened, their families threatened by Democrats, and they were so intimidated they withdrew they went ahead and certified what they knew was bullcrap, and then the president called them to check in on them and they withdrew their certifications. Now whether it's too late, who knows, the court may have to decide. Eight, voting machines and software allegedly owned by companies with ties to the Venezuelan regime and the left-wing donor George Soros. Sidney Powell argued that U.S. votes are being counted overseas. How is that in any way, shape, or form acceptable in this country? We don't have the ability to count our own votes. We got to farm them out to overseas counting machines? Come on. Powell noted specifically that Smartmatic's owners included two Venezuelan nationals whom she alleged had ties to the regime of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. The legal team alleged that there were statistical anomalies such as huge batches of votes switched to Biden that could not be explained except as manipulation, which they alleged happened in the early hours of the morning as vote counting had stalled somewhere on the internet. I don't know who was on CNN, but they show you on camera. There's a video going around. And again, it's narrated by a twit who would get a lot more play on radio if you could learn to keep your language clean. I ain't got time to edit that out. I just don't. But it shows in Wisconsin, Biden suddenly gaining like 109,000 votes. Just like that. Must be the big blue wave. It came all at once. Anyway, that's nice to know that people with ties to Soros and a socialist nation like Venezuela had something to do with it. 9, the Constitution provides a process for electing a president if the vote is corrupted. Jenna Ellis argued that the media had usurped the power to declare the winner of the election, which is true. We've been saying that. Every time they do it in Fox News, if I'm sitting in this chair, I'm pointing that out. She made the point, citing Federalist Number 68, that the constitutional process of selecting a president had procedural safeguards against corruption and foreign influence. Giuliani said the campaign believed that enough votes were flawed, more than double the margins between Biden and Trump in key states. The president had a path to victory. He also presented evidence in the form of affidavits, citing 2, and noting that the campaign had many more from private individuals. He noted that several lawsuits that have been dismissed have been filed by private individuals, not the campaign directly. He said lawsuits might be filed in Arizona, that the campaign was also examining irregularities in New Mexico and Virginia. I got to believe there was fraud in Virginia. Virginia, with that idiot governor and all their new gun control laws, really ticked off. I mean, a big part of that state is red. It's just horrendously over blue close to D.C. because that's where all the people that steal money from the government all day go to live at the end of the day. Giuliani also took on the media, arguing that they had provided misleading information and condoned threats against Trump's legal team. So those are the 9 points. Again, is there anything of huge breaking news consequence there? I mean, this is all part of a climb. Many hurdles to yet overcome. But Joe Biden is not the president-elect. And Sidney Powell believes that not only did Trump win, but won by a landslide, maybe with as many as 80 million votes. And that's not ridiculous.
No.
At all, to think that that could have happened, because when you look at the crowds that turned out to see him, it was overwhelming. Joe Biden couldn't fill 12 circles in a socially distanced rally 30 feet from his house. But people that love this country went out to see Donald Trump, to thank Donald Trump, to encourage him, let him know that his efforts, all the crap, all the slings and arrows, as he puts it, that he's taken over the last couple of years were not wasted. They were appreciated. As far as any gigantic, big breaking story at the moment, nothing yet. We'll be watching to see what comes out of Georgia later. Look at, there's Fox. President-elect Biden, the country is looking for unity. Go F yourself, you old screwball. I mean, the country's looking for unity after what you pulled, what you did for the last 4 years, illegally getting warrants to spy on the president, making up a collusion hoax when you, in fact, are the one that cut a deal for $1 billion with the Ukraine. You got the balls to stand there and tell us, we need to have unity? Up your ass! Sideways! Jeez. We'll be putting on Andy Griffith shortly.
Okay.
With the holidays here... Maybe, and the fact that we saw that interesting stat a couple of weeks ago that people have spent an extra 668 hours on their couches, just that one piece of furniture this year because of lockdowns and et cetera. If you're ready for something new, the place to go get it is Kaiser Fine Furniture. In too many instances, a well-kept secret because they didn't waste a lot of money on a fancy building with giant glass windows in garish colors. They have a functional building. It's a 65,000-foot square foot warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway that is stuffed with every choice on the planet. It's big enough that no matter what your taste in furniture is or where it runs, they've got it, including some great accent pieces. And staffing Kaiser, you have the Mount Rushmore of women who know furniture: Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. So whatever you're looking for, they can help line up the choices and the budget that you're shopping with. They can set up, for qualified customers, a Synchrony account. You can spend up to $2,000 or higher at 0% interest over 18 months. And up to 50% discounts on everything in the house right now at Kaiser Fine Furniture. By the way, just beyond the 10% taxicals in Montgomery, it's 8.25%. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Please mention you heard about him here.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
The holidays are alive and well with farm fresh Christmas trees now at the Home Depot and online at HomeDepot.com. Choose from a variety of trees specially selected for your region. Pick one out from our tree line or get free delivery when you order online. Either way, you can't pick a better way to let the holidays begin. Holiday decorating improved. Farm fresh Christmas trees to pick up or delivered free from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Selection and price vary by store. See store for details.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pfizer says their vaccine is 95% effective, but Moderna's is 94.5% effective. Hey, Pfizer, what are you doing with that 0.5%? Are you using it to vaccinate terrorists?
Well, did you know Moderna's vaccine was funded by Dolly Parton, who sang 9 to 5? 95 is almost Moderna's so-called effective rate. Coincidence?
Oh, yeah? Did you know Pfizer also makes Viagra? Does that mean if you're immune for more than 4 hours, you have to call your doctor?
Whatever. Moderna is based in Massachusetts. That's where Elizabeth Warren comes from.
Yeah, but Pfizer created their vaccine with a German organization. You know who else worked with a German organization? Hitler!
Shut up. Unlike Pfizer, Moderna says their vaccine doesn't need cold storage. You know who else hates the cold? Satan.
Paid for by Pfizer, Moderna, and the millions of anti-vaxxers who will never take either one.
It is 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and Old Miss has been patiently waiting on the phone.
This is Old Miss. I appreciate it.
Y'all doing all right this evening?
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Well, I'm not going to try and upset you, Greg, but I've said ever since the meeting on the tarmac, way back when with the Clintons and the Department of Justice head at the time, and it was all innocent. I said from then on, nobody'd be prosecuted, nothing would happen. Right. Then you had idiot go up there and say, well, no attorney in the world would prosecute Ms. Clinton for these 3 million, you know, felonies. You wouldn't do it. And then, I mean, it's just we've been flushing our freedom down and just watching it. And just like the program before you, we can't do anything about it. We got to do it the right way. You can't do this, you can't do that. Well, it's going to get to the point where we can't do anything because it ain't going to be our country anymore.
That's true.
They've already taken it. Nobody's done anything. There's enough deep state Republicans that they'll never do anything because when it's their turn and they think they're going to have a turn, they don't want to get prosecuted for the crap they're planning on pulling. So I don't see any way out of it. We let them hijack our country, and myself, I'm well protected, well prepared to protect me and my family, but right now I don't see anything anybody can do to keep them from stealing what they want because nobody ever does anything about it.
I can't disagree
with
you.
Y'all have a good evening.
As of now, I cannot disagree with you.
Yes, sir. I'm just saying, you know, they can jump up and down, scream, holler like they've been doing, and, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Trump didn't do anything for the election. It'll never get done. Those people are going to walk scot-free.
Yeah. You have to wonder, the guy that really pisses me off, is two of them, William Barr and Durham. And I'm seeing stories in the last day or two that Durham is maybe, there may be stuff coming from Durham. It's a little late, jackass. You know, who cares? Well, if Biden gets in, all of that's going to go away. We all know that.
Well, it's just like you said, deep state knows no ends. And if you could look at their finances and their offshore accounts, I'm sure they've been well paid to have the results that the Democrats wanted.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
So, yep.
And then,
well, I hate to be, you know.
The convenience of the coronavirus as an excuse to do the mail-in ballots and all the other shortcuts that we had to have.
That's a whole nother can of worms there because you can't release a virus if, you know, you created it. It's got to be something planned.
You need a friend in a country like China to do that sort of thing for you.
There you go.
You know, a lab there that maybe Dr. Anthony Fauci might have had some ties to that place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you listen out there, supposedly he's got something to do with the cure, and it was before it was ever released. So... y'all have a good evening. I got to get back to work.
Thanks.
I can't exactly say you cheered me up there, Ole Miss, but we're here to tell the truth. And right now, Andy and Helen are about to get trapped in a cave. So I'm looking at video of Stop the Steal. Yesterday we had Megan Barth from StopTheSteal.us on the show to talk about the rally. It looks like there is a pretty sizable turnout there. Camera's not giving me much of a wide-angle look. Let me see if it pans around here. I mean, there's a good turnout. I wouldn't be able to tell you if it was 10,000, 100,000, or any other number. But we'll keep looking. We'll keep looking for some numbers and some results. And legal stuff. We'll talk to Jacqueline Tomlinson in a moment, who's somehow in the middle of working as an attorney, raising a handsome 3-year-old son and a beautiful new baby, keeps up with all of this stuff. She's amazing. If she were a juggler, she'd be on the Ed Sullivan Show, if Ed Sullivan hadn't been dead for so many years. 334. Well, I don't know about you and your home, but I know our family heater got plenty of use the last couple of days with temperatures in the mid-30s. And there was no funny smell in the house because we had our system ready for the cold weather when Clark's came out and tuned it about 5-6 weeks ago. When they do that, they make sure it's clean, that it's running efficiently, that they have done everything possible to lower your energy exposure. In other words, an efficiently running system, you're not going to be overpaying in energy costs. If you get a bill out of the blue that's substantially higher than the previous month, the first thing you should have checked out is your heating and AC. Call Clark's 277-2125. If you're a Clark's Club member, you know, they're on the way out immediately, and they can get in and diagnose things like they did for us. We had done so well in keeping our electric costs down, and then we had a spike in the August-September bill. They had come out, the day that bill came in, and timing is everything, they had just come out to do that fall service. So I said, please look at the AC to see if there's something going on there. And they found a wire that was hanging loose that was causing the system to run much less efficiently. Even a wire can make a big difference. So they reconnected it. There was no charge. It was part of the tune-up. And the bill went from $350 down to $200 even in 1 month. And the weather didn't exactly get that much cooler between September, October, from August, September. It's money well spent. It's security, knowing that you got a great team of heating, AC, and plumbing experts. A phone call away at 277-2125. Get yourself a membership. Enjoy that guarantee of priority service and the savings you'll get on your energy costs with Clark's. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. In case I didn't mention it at the beginning of the show, Terry Adams is out of town today, so he won't be able to join us. Hopefully, in fact, I'm 99% certain he will be back in time to be with us on Thursday. In fact, even doing Clearing the Air here Saturday night at 6. 3:36.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident south court at Arba. We believe they've already moved that into a parking lot, but just in case, be cautious in case some boots on the ground are there. Chantilly, just past Walmart, northbound, headed towards I-85. You're going to find an accident in your lane. It's a minor one as well. And we've got an accident on the East Boulevard right across from Stivers. We've got a lot of congestion around town. It's light to moderate everywhere, including I-65 and 85. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class.
See Owner's Manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. It's been about 3 weeks since Hurricane Zeta tore through West Alabama, and people in Dallas County are still working to try and pick up the pieces. Hurricane Zeta snapped and uprooted hundreds of trees, causing major damage throughout the county. EMA officials say the storm damaged about 200 homes, and half of the damage was caused by fallen trees. The death toll from coronavirus in Alabama is now over 3,000. The total number of confirmed cases is now at more than 189,000. More than 27,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Recovery numbers have topped 88,000. Some holiday traditions in the River Region are being canceled this year because of the virus. The shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, the chill that we've been experiencing this week, especially at night, is going to start to moderate. Tonight will be clear, but not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a great Friday forecast. The warming trend begins. Sunshine, high around 73. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, warm days, highs in the mid-70s, lots of sun, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but that's iffy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying, I don't want no stuffing. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving's piled on my plate, mashed potato style. Hey, 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 hey. That's the gravy.
Somehow I can see Jacqueline Tomlinson dancing to that while she's getting Thanksgiving dinner ready. She'll be joining us in a sec. Amy's on line one. Amy, good afternoon.
Yeah, I've just been listening to y'all. I can't help but remember back in the late 90s, somebody interviewed Trump, and he said that if he ever runs for president, he'd run as a Republican because those people that watch Fox would believe anything told. And you know, he, every time, all his life, every time he was in the competition and he lost, he's done exactly what he's doing now. Screaming, it's rigged, they stole it from me. He's been doing this all his life, and y'all just fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all just keep on talking. It's sad, but it's funny, too.
Well, thank you, Amy.
They stole it from me. He
Amy, they did, bitch. I am not going to listen to that kind of crap and have somebody spew it at me and then hang up and run away. Go back to your bottle of wine. You sound like you're at about a .16. Bitch! Hey there, Jacqueline.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm glad I got to follow that.
They stole the election. You can take your opinion, write it down on cement, and then shove it up your ass. Have I made myself clear?
Every day I learn something new that you can actually say on the radio here. Hey, Greg.
Believe me, my restraint has kept it as clean as...
I'm impressed.
Thank you. So,
it's far too early in the day for this.
Well, apparently, we just don't. We got to do a better job of checking people out. Like, you know, I mean, if they sound like they're.
It's hard to tell, though, when they only give you their names.
It is. And but here's the thing, though. It's kind of like the Facebook or social media. Like, if people don't like what Greg Beadle has to say or anybody else has to say, they don't have to listen. There's plenty of other stations that people can listen to. That's why, you know, that's the great thing about your freedom of choice.
She doesn't care about freedom. She doesn't. If she cared about freedom, she'd want the election to be honest. However, if I may just say this. In the time it took for us to have that little chat, Marlene sends me a note saying thank you with multiple hearts. That is exactly what I would say. You know, in the radio
Did she hang up on you?
Women won't listen to you. What?
Did Amy hang up on you?
I don't know what she did. I think she was starting to...
She was talking to somebody else in the background, and I don't think
probably
she,
her commissar.
She didn't hang up on Greg. She just hung up the phone because I don't even think she was aware she was still on. But anyway.
Well, anyway, so yeah.
So what's happening in your world?
Yeah. What did you, see today that made you think one thing or another?
Well, I did watch some of the press conference today.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
It was alarming to me, some of the things that I heard. Very unsettling, actually, for an American to hear that there is evidence that other countries have even a say or control or authority over anything that we do, let alone our election process.
Yeah,
I mean, that was startling.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, Democrats never surprise me with the depths to which of depravity to which they'll sink, as our last caller proved. But... even this, I thought, was like, come on. We don't have the capacity in the United States to count our own votes.
They like, why are we outsourcing this? Like, this seems like something that you just wouldn't outsource.
Unless you wanted somebody to tamper with it.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm all about outsourcing. Like, I am. I'm a businesswoman. I feel like, you know, sometimes it is cheaper to get things done or made in other countries. And that's why we have a worldwide economy. And that's why, you know, things work and go. But not an election.
No.
Like, not the counting of American votes. It's kind of like, if anything should be made in America or done in America, it should be our election process.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, really, at the bottom of it.
I mean, come on, people.
And the thing is, you know, Republicans have to be involved in this, too. I mean...
everybody's involved in this. That's the scary part. Like, you can't tell me, like, people don't know that this is going on.
Exactly.
This is terrifying.
Exactly.
I feel like as an American, people need to wake up and be like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, we have literally had the wool pulled over our eyes for how long? Decades, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because this isn't the first election this has happened in. It makes me question everything.
Election, yep.
Oh, yeah. Except,
it's like
you know,
we live in the Matrix.
Well, they've always gone, they've always lived by the principle, tell the biggest possible lie, because once it's out there, there are going to be people believing it and repeating it, and that's what happens time after time. And in this instance, you know, and then you got great Republicans like Mitt Romney, who is basically laughing at people who are questioning the outcome of this election.
I just don't understand how people aren't questioning it. Like, regardless of who you voted for, this is bigger than that.
Yes, and the fact
it's deeper than that.
Hey, Mitt, a guy with dementia got 20 million more votes than you did 8 years ago. How'd that happen? Explain that,
like,
please.
Hillary should be pissed.
Oh, I made point of that last week. I said, think about it. Hillary Clinton, who had a 91% chance of winning the election? She's got to live with the fact that a dementia-riddled man with basically no accomplishment on his resume whatsoever, except for the incarceration of black people, managed to get a lot more votes than she did, something like
that. But, like, take this a step further. Like, so let's think back to the Obama election, okay?
Yes.
So, like, if this has been going on for decades, let's just say, at least the last couple of elections, that would really piss me off, you know what I mean? Like, if I was Obama, because, like, did you really win on your own? Or did you get a bunch of votes tampered with? Like, that would make me question every election that we have had. Like, did you really win?
Yeah.
Or were you the person that was placed in office for some other political gain by the deep state? I mean, like, what is really going on here? I don't know. It scares me. It makes me very uneasy.
Yes.
And like, what's the point of voting?
Yeah. And now, I mean, at the very minimum, we got to sweat a January 4th election in Georgia. And maybe the outcome will change. Maybe one of them will come out of this recount with a 50% margin. That's a possibility.
This is insane.
Hmm?
I mean, I'm baffled by what I heard today.
Yeah, no, it is. And the problem is it's not, you know, they just can't focus it on one specific area because it's spread out all over the country.
Yeah, what was it, like 30? There's like, it was like 30 states or something use this Dominion software.
Yeah.
And it's like
multiple
got ties
counties
to
in
China, Venezuela.
And there were even Democrats that complained about it in 2019.
And there's offshore accounts that they're unable to trace who the shareholders of these companies. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, crazy conspiracy theory stuff that movies are made out of, but yet this is real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what I did today. I took care of a newborn, and I watched this news conference, and then I watched Let's Make a Deal. Because that's what I did today, and checked some work emails and chatted with Dana a little bit.
And that's exactly what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's what I did today. Yep. Dana and I had a couple of questions on some cases that we had, so we did that for a little bit, and then I watched that news conference that was terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I watched Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal? Is that on what, the Game Show Network? Or is that...
It's back on regular television now, and they're actually doing it live again, social distancing. And, you know, Judge Judy is still on, and she's doing it like... She's not really there. It's like a Zoom thing.
She's
really cool.
She is the highest paid daytime television personality.
Good for her.
She makes
she's
about
funky.
$47 million a year. Yes, she is. She's a zero BS
she's
kind
spicy,
of lady.
But you know what? She knows her stuff. She knows her stuff.
Absolutely does.
So speaking of scary, what about New York closing the schools down again?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can they do anything else other than get the entire city to leap off the Brooklyn Bridge to
you know, it's really sad. I love New York City. My parents and I used to go there every year for the Thanksgiving Day parade and the Christmas season. That was kind of how my family kicked off the holiday season. And when I look at, you know, the Today Show and the live pictures of the street, it's depressing because such a vibrant city, almost the heart of our country when it came to, you know, just tourism and, you know, vibrancy and culture and entertainment is dead. I mean, people aren't even commuting to work. It's just, it's sad.
In the morning, we have Fox Business on after we do our TV hit with CBS 8 to watch the market.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a camera that is set up at Times Square. And they may as well have it set up in front of the Cooper City Quick Stop in Florida for all the action that's going on there. I mean, it's just, it's dead.
It's really sad. And did you see the tree this year?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so bad.
Thank you for bringing that up. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree looks like it was picked up by Charlie Brown.
It is so sad. Now, they do say that it looks like that every year, and they add artificial branches and stuff to make it look better.
Oh,
but, I mean, it's...
I never heard that one before.
I haven't either.
I've been to New York City probably 10 Christmases and seen that tree, and I have never seen it look like that, nor have I ever noticed any artificial branches or limbs. And I've been pretty close to that tree.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times myself, and I don't see evidence of patching, so to speak.
No. They did find a little baby owl, though, in the tree. That was a cute story.
The story.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Rockefeller. That really warmed my heart this morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's kind of how, that's my update for the day. You know, change in diapers. I've called Jared a couple dozen times at work and bothered him and his buddy Steve. So I've been bothering them all day with, you know, baby FaceTime. Yeah, so that's just about it.
Hug Lola for us.
Yes.
I will. I know. You guys need to meet her as soon as I can get her. As soon as I can get her vaccinated. Because, you know, that's just...
Yeah.
I'm a vaccinator. I'm one of those parents. I did the same thing with Steven. Like, I wouldn't really travel with him until I got him vaccinated. Like, I took him actually to South Florida. The first time I took him down there was after he got his vaccination. So, as soon as she gets her vaccinations and she's good to, like, kind of go, her little immune system is a little bit better, I'll bring her. I'll bring her to the Baumhauers.
To the Baumhauers. We would love that. We get a turnout to see the baby, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll absolutely bring her up there. I mean, no kisses. The kisses are only for mommy and maybe daddy.
And social distancing from her.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want all those people breathing on her.
Everybody that's ever been up at the Baumhauers since the Rona has been social distance. Everybody's been super respectful.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not worried about the Knights of the Round Table at all.
No, nobody from our group has gotten sick at all.
No.
Well, and I know everybody up there would feel horrible if she got it. So I know, listen, I trust the listeners of News Talk.
We really want to take care of the kids and the family. Move to India for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To Calcutta and just live. That'll build your immune system up. Nobody over there gets the Rona because they've all got super immune.
Because they all have other horrible things that can kill you.
That's kind of how it's working out, right?
They have like malaria and like all of those like scary diseases that we don't have here anymore. But we will if people don't vaccinate their children. Get your vaccinations.
In fact, you've inspired me. I'm going to play that George Carlin clip on fear of germs.
Okay.
Next hour. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I knew before we called her that she would have watched the press conference because she's just that concerned, that tuned in, and manages. I know what she's capable of managing simultaneously. By the way, Delkin Tomlinson, she's currently, of course, taking a little maternity leave time, but Dana Delk is at work. They're both moms. They both understand the importance of parental rights. And in the past year, we've had a couple of guys I know from Baumhauers, actually, that I've met up there who got hit with last minute changes in their custody arrangement. And that's infuriating. You want somebody who will have your back, who will be your advocate, who understands how that hurts and what that means. But the most important lesson in life is to learn to turn it over. And that's give it to somebody who can take care of business on your behalf, who will be your advocate, who will give you that feeling of support. We got this. I'm in your corner moving forward. Delkin Tomlinson, 819-4810 for a consultation. Sometimes those can be very healing. Sometimes you're so close to the problem you can't see the forest through the trees, and a consultation will help you understand where you sit in a situation. These are two incredibly brilliant women who I love and respect a great deal. So if you're in a situation, or you need family law issues taken care of, wills and that sort of thing, Delkin Tomlinson does that, mediations and more. 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, the first hour went flying by, Rosie.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's going on in the second hour. I'm still looking for things. I want something that we can hang our hat on and say, good, things are finally, the dam is breaking, and it's breaking our way. And I wish the dam would break and never mind.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. It is a lively afternoon. We've got